Deseret News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. The father of a five-year-old detained in Minnesota disputes the government's assertion that he abandoned the boy.
Adrian Conejo Arias is originally from Ecuador. He tells ABC News he loves his son, Liam, and disputes claims from the Department of Homeland Security that he left his child in a vehicle. Assistant Homeland Security Secretary Tricia McLaughlin said Arias fled on foot, leaving his son behind. Arias claims he was unjustly arrested and is in the U.S. legally with a pending asylum hearing. A federal judge ordered their release over the weekend, and they returned to Minnesota.
That's correspondent Julie Walker reporting. A partial government shutdown affecting much of the federal government began Saturday as a funding bill makes its way through the House. House Majority Leader Steve Scalise says President Trump has been working to help get the spending bill passed.
Obviously, the president really wants this. The president's going to still be negotiating on the remaining homeland piece. But in the meantime, we want to make sure our troops are paid. We want to make sure we get the rest of the bills that are all identical to what we passed out of the House back a few weeks ago. To the president's desk.
President Trump struck a deal with senators who approved new funding, but only temporarily for Homeland Security until February 13th. That would give Congress time to consider new restrictions on immigration and customs enforcement. President Trump says he won't tear down the Kennedy Center. Asked about his Sunday announcement that he wants to close the center for 2 years, Trump said Monday that the building needs repairs and the work can't be done while patrons are coming and going. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 515 points, the Nasdaq rose 130, the S&P advanced 37. This is SRN News. Americans give their thoughts on religion and entertainment.
According to a new poll released by Harris X and the Faith and Media Initiative, 92% of adults say faith has a role to play in movies and TV, and 77% believe depictions of faith would have broad appeal. Allison Brady of Harrison X says the survey contains suggestions for Hollywood, adding that integrating religion into a story, quote, shouldn't feel forced, it shouldn't feel like a message, it should feel organically part of the character's life and the storyline. Michael Harrington reporting.
The U.S. Commission on International Religious Freedom is raising concerns about Egypt. A new report from the commission points out that an Egyptian court has sentenced a Christian man to 5 years imprisonment for contempt of religion, based on Egypt's blasphemy law. Furthermore, 14 members of the Ahmadi religion have been imprisoned for a year. This is SRN News. British politician Peter Mandelson faces pressure to quit the House of Lords over Jeffrey Epstein ties.
He was recently Britain's ambassador to Washington, but his friendship with Jeffrey Epstein cost him that post. Now, Peter Mandelson is facing demands he come clean about his relationship with the late sex offender after new revelations. Mandelson resigned from the governing Labour Party on Sunday following new claims he received payments from Epstein 2 decades ago. Although he denied the claims, Mandelson said he was stepping down to avoid causing what he called further embarrassment. British Prime Minister Keir Starmer is urging Mandelson to also resign from the House of Lords. The accusations stem from a trove of more than 3 million pages of documents relating to Epstein released by the U.S. Department of Justice. I'm Karen Shamas.
More details at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.